Tasmania's Premier says scientific testing will be done to determine if there are any links between pink sludge found on a secluded beach and the salmon industry. Jeremy Rockliffe says the state government is taking all precautions to ensure the safety and effective management of Tasmania's 1,200 beaches.
I'm not aware of the circumstance, but no doubt the science will determine the course. Well, it's a matter for the EPA and no doubt other people and entities. Again, the science will determine the cause of the algal bloom.
Local residents at Randalls Bay, about 60 kilometres south of Hobart, have reported seeing cloudy pink water, and they've collected and sent samples to the Environment Protection Authority for testing. The Bob Brown Foundation says it's received up to 20 reports of dead sea cucumbers washing ashore, along with dead octopuses and crabs at Little Taylor's Bay on Bruny Island. The foundation says there are concerns that what's being observed could be an algal bloom, and it's called for quick action to prevent any large-scale impacts.